Yes, as I told you earlier, we'll be having a very important guest, of course, that we will be discussing something very important, and that is the film No Simple Way Home. Now, this morning, we're honored to host the director of the film, a deeply personal documentary, which is an intergenerational story of love, loss, and belonging. Now, after growing up in exile, director Akol Dimabior returns home to South Sudan to follow her mother's path to becoming vice president. Her late father, as well, as we all know, led the liberation movement for over 20 years and referred to as the founding father of South Sudan. Tige to tell us all about this particular film that has as well won some awards. And we're glad to have her this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Thank you so much, Akol, for joining me on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, No Simple Way Home. Now, watching this particular movie, tell us a little bit about it. You get the sense that it's all about family. So tell us about this.
It's definitely all about family. And the intergenerational element of it is a mother and daughter relationship and the respect going both ways. So the people of her generation finding value in the people in my generation, and vice versa. People from my generation finding value in the experience of an older generation, and asking how, if we get together, we can solve problems and try to answer difficult questions about particularly what it means to come home.
Mm-hmm. And what does that actually mean to you growing up abroad? You know, you didn't grow up in South Sudan, of course, because of the wars many of us did. What does that mean to come home for you, and, of course, to especially come with this kind of a documentary about, you know, your parents particularly?
That was the main question of the film. And the title, No Simple Way Home, it demonstrates how that main question of the film, initially I thought it wouldn't be that difficult to answer. And sometimes I do get people asking me, like, why should it be difficult to come home? You should just be able to come home. And I thought that too. But if I sincerely tried to answer the question, I realized that it's very complicated. And through the film, I hope that we can all have conversations about what it has meant for us in our different capacities and from our different perspectives and experiences as South Sudanese people. So many of us did grow up outside, or have spent so much time outside, or older people who grew up here and then had to leave and haven't been back. So in our experience of screening the film around the world, our people are very supportive, extremely supportive. So wherever we've gone, South Sudanese people have come to watch the film. And we don't even know how they found out, but they find out and they come.
And of course, the film will be screening this weekend here around Juba. Today, actually.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in details later. But just give us an example of some of the scenes in this particular movie, and talking to your, you know, mother particularly, and just a little bit of scene. Give us a scene of this movie.
So what we call the heart of the film is morning conversations, and it's something that my mother would seek out soon after my father passed. She would reach out to us first thing in the morning to share, you know, maybe she had a bad dream or she was feeling lonely. So the morning conversations are the heart of the film, and so you could say they're interviews. But I would set everything up very early, first thing. So I was my mother's roommate, and she didn't like it. She didn't like me as her roommate because she's very tidy. And all my equipment and cables all over the place before we all go to bed was frustrating. But there are a few scenes in the film of these morning conversations where, as soon as we woke up, before we have put on our public face, we would sit and talk.
And how do those morning conversations normally go? I mean, with cameras around the house, and how strange are those conversations?
So the camera is interesting. It's like a big eye, you know, so it can make people uncomfortable, but at the same time, it can make people feel seen and witnessed. So as long as you're patient, mm-hmm. And people get used to that big eye watching, then it can become a really great tool that can bring out true emotions and thoughts and mm-hmm. and things.
Yeah, and many South Sudanese parents hardly discuss issues with their children, leave alone on cameras. yes, how important are those kind of conversations with children and their parents, as you know, we see in this particular film?
I think it's deeply important because we learn things about each other, and it allows us to let go of assumptions that we make about each other, about parents and children. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to an exercise like this, like making a personal documentary, nowhere is off limits.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you the opportunity to really learn something about your parent, for example, and ask questions that mm-hmm. in everyday life you wouldn't ask.
Yes, let's get to, you know, like just first of every profession that you have done, of course, but you followed and become a filmmaker. What inspired you to start making films? And I get to learn you also, you know, have more than this particular film. Just tell us also about that.
So I wanted to make films because I wanted to make this film. I felt like my mother's story is important, and who else should make it?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to school feeling like this is the film that I want to make. I want to be prepared to make it when I do. So I was inspired by my mother.
Great. And I must say, this is inspirational, of course, to many young people who would like to follow their dreams. What message do you have for that little girl right now who is listening to us and is getting inspired with this conversation?
I'm sure that she also would be inspiring to other people and to me, and to not give up, never give mm-hmm. up, and keep trying to find ways to move forward.
And it's not all about the film. You also work in inspiring young women and girls to, you know, empower them, basically. Tell us about that particular kind of project that you embark on.
So it is through films that we try to, and I think that our best opportunity is when we show the film mm-hmm. and we get to speak to people. And we do hear a lot from young women when we screen the films, because you see these powerful women
mm-hmm.
And how they persevere. So I think in screening the films and speaking to people, that is the project. And we hope to be able to continue screening the film outside of Juba as well, so that it reaches that little girl.
Great. And let's talk about today's screening. Of course, it's happening. Where is it happening? What time? And must I have to pay to go watch? Just tell us about today's screening.
Okay, so we're screening the film at Nyakoron Cultural Center. And we start at 4 p.m. The VP is the guest of honor, and she'll open the event, so don't come late so that you don't miss her
opening remarks. I like
exactly.
When you say the VP, not my mom is going to be there. Yes.
And it will be in the main auditorium, and it's free.
Okay.
But there's limited seating, so once we reach a certain number, we'll have to
close the doors.
Yeah. So try to come as early as possible, and everybody is welcome. We want it to be open access, and we want as many people to come in and enjoy.
Yes, and is this screening going to happen only here in Juba and Nyakoron Cultural Center, or you intend to take it as well to the States? And if you do, when and where?
We do intend to. It's part of a campaign that we're planning, and we see this moment as the first step. Is a big screening in Juba,
mm-hmm.
And then over the beginning of next year will be when we try to go outside of Juba.
All right. And we heard this film and documentary, of course, has won some awards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we had our premiere at the Berlin International Film Festival, and it was the first film It was the first South Sudanese film to screen there. We won the best African film at Encounters in South Africa, and then an award at a festival in Munich. And we've recently been nominated for best feature film, best documentary at the International Documentary Awards, which is like the Oscars of documentary films, mm-hmm. As well as best writing. So two nominations in that award. It's been surprising each time mm-hmm. we get a call or we get a message saying you've won this award or that award or you've been invited for this event. We're constantly surprised and grateful.
Yes, and finally, if I miss this screening, is there a way I can get this documentary anywhere else?
So not now. Not at the moment. Okay. It was available at one point, but it's no longer. On Al Jazeera, but that was a shorter version. So mm-hmm. we're screening a longer version of the film today, a version similar to the ones that we screened at all the festivals that we've gone to. But that's something that look out for us at the beginning of next year.
All right.
We'll try and make sure that it's available.
Akwal Dimabior, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And
too.
Of course, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And yes, if I was you, I could be going to Nyakurong Cultural Center right now and just wait for the screening of this movie. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show, and that's No Simple Way Home, the director, Akwal Dimabior. And you can share your thought with us, of course, on that particular story by sending us a text message on 091-2177-141. This is the Mirai Breakfast Show with me, Sebit William. Good morning, and this is where, of course, the big conversation begins every morning.